Artist Lou Leland gets sent used plastic bags from all over the country, but she doesn't look at it as trash so much as raw materials for her handmade eco art bags.
Let's see here. We've got a pita chips bag. How about some Newman's Own? All right.
She irons the bags with parchment paper, turning them into sheets of quasi-fabric.
And from there, I can collage it, sew it, fold it, put it into any design I like.
The end results are colorfully stitched tote bags and wallets, which fill her home studio in the sparsely populated town of Wendell, Massachusetts. Leland says her bags have been selling well this year. She credits the eco-friendly buying trend. But many artists in the region are having a slow season.
Some of my friends and other colleagues are hurting right now. It's very difficult to figure out how to continue to do the art that they love and the work that they love, but be able to sell it.
One increasingly popular route is online, through websites like Etsy.com, the eBay for handmade goods. But Leland and several other craftspeople wanted a more immediate, personal way to sell their wares in their own community. So last year, they founded the group Artisans of Western Massachusetts, with Leland as director.
The Buy Local Food movement spent 10 years encouraging people to shop for their food locally. And the arts hasn't been seen like that yet. When somebody needs a baby shower gift or a wedding gift, they're heading to Target or Amazon.com. There's a whole paradigm of shopping there that seems to be lost that we can change as artists and small business.
Artisans of Western Massachusetts, now with 60 members, distributes buy local bumper stickers and brochures and lobbies to increase their market clout.
We've gone into larger shows, the large craft fairs in the area, and we've applied as a group to say, here's all the talent that's right here in the valley, and look at our work. Instead of taking in applicants from, say, Florida, or people who travel from craft fairs way across the country.
Leland says there are some regional craft fairs, such as the Big Brothers Big Sisters Christmas event or the Twist Fair in Northampton, that favor local art. But she says many large craft fairs are taking far-flung vendors, some of whom import their wares from abroad, and turning away local artists. Leland tries to win over those fair organizers with an economic argument.
Just like another business owner who starts up a restaurant, my creative business has started to build jobs and increase a customer base. So when you look at a craft fair that has all local artisans, you're looking at 20 to sometimes 90 small businesses right there.
Particularly at a time when our economy is shaky, it always makes the most sense to support your own community.
Mary Moore Cathcart represents another avenue for local arts promotion, the retail shop. Cathcart co-owns the Clawfoot Tub, a homewares shop in Amherst that sells handmade pottery and paintings. She says she makes a point of carrying mostly local vendors, even if that cuts into her profit margin.
Local products cost the most of everything that we sell.
But just as consumers accept the higher price of, say, local organic carrots over bagged vegetables from California, Cathcart says her customers are willing to spend more money on local handmade art.
People want to feel like they're part of the community, the shop is part of the community, the products they're buying are community-based. And so over the years, learning to trust that, because at first I thought, well, but we could get that really cool thing for cheaper from China. And yet, I don't know that I would have sold any more of those.
But advocates say there aren't enough retailers focused on local art. Even Cathcart's store only has room for one or two painters at a time. So they are relying more on informal, even underground sales venues, like this bustling house party.
Welcome.
For the past 4 years, Northampton couple Sarah Buttonweiser and Hosie Baskin have invited local artisans to set up their wares around their house, and they've advertised the event through Facebook and word of mouth.
There's another room that you don't want to miss down to the right.
This year, their Homecraft show, as they call it, had 15 vendors.
I want to live in a place where art and artisans are valued, and I think this is a way of showing that I feel that way as somebody who's not crafty, but really loves living in a place that is.
Buttonweiser says she's not only trying to help established local artists expand their market, but also encourage those just starting out in a difficult economy. Like 17-year-old Eli Liebman, who has never gotten money for his pottery before.
I've like sold almost all. I have two mugs left. I came with like 40, and it's exciting.
And in another success story, Lou Leland actually sold out of her eco bags this holiday season. But out of respect for her most local customers, she reserved a few items for anyone willing to drive to her home to pick them up. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.